With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police have confirmed that wanted man Al Pearson has been arrested and is now in police custody. Pearson had been sought in connection with a breach of bail and tampering with an electronic monitoring device imposed following his court-ordered bail for robbery and possession of an imitation firearm. Officers say the previously issued wanted notice can now be disregarded. The RCIPS has thanked members of the public for their assistance during the search. The trial of Claiborne Ebanks has opened before a jury where he faces charges of causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence of alcohol. The charges relate to a collision in November 2024 along Seaview Road in East End, in which a vehicle driven by Mr. Ebanks struck and killed 32-year-old Health City laboratory technician Nikhil Rajput. Mr. Ebanks denies the charges. Senior Crown Prosecutor Kenneth Ferguson opened the case today, calling the arresting officer as the first witness. The officer told the court that while on duty at the Bodentown police station, she heard a man shouting for help outside. She said the man, who identified himself as Claiborne Ebanks, was visibly distressed and crying. According to her testimony, Mr. Ebanks told her that a person had run across the road while he was driving, leading to the collision. The court heard that he immediately surrendered himself to police, waived his right to legal representation, and submitted to a DUI test. He was subsequently arrested and charged. The defense, led by Amelia Fossahini of Brady's Attorneys at Law, began cross-examining the officer this afternoon. Trial is expected to continue for another 6 days. Mr. Ebanks remains on bail. It remains unclear whether he will take the stand in his own defense. The case resumes tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the main court building, with Acting Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner presiding. A man has made his initial court appearance, facing two charges of indecent assault and one charge of abuse of trust. Reporting restrictions have been imposed by the courts to protect the identity of the complainant, who is a child. The man has been released on strict bail conditions and is expected to return to court in the near future. In other local news, Premier and Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, is currently in Trinidad and traveling to New York this week. In a statement on Monday, government officials said the visit aims to strengthen international relationships, reinforce the Cayman Islands' reputation as a well-regulated global financial center, and promote the jurisdiction's financial services industry in key markets. The Premier's itinerary began in Port of Spain yesterday, where he joined engagements linked to the 62nd Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary and working groups. Those sessions covered anti-money laundering, counter-terrorist financing, and emerging financial crime trends. From tomorrow through Saturday, he'll travel to New York for a Cayman Finance Roundtable and meetings with major professional service firms. Officials say the Honorable Gary Rutte serves as acting premier through Saturday. Should Cabinet be able to set a moratorium on certain business licenses? As Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports, that's a question being considered by the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks told listeners Cabinet has issued a new set of drafting instructions.
We're trying to move a bill under the Local Company Control Law Act to say, should Cabinet now have the power to have a moratorium on business license that should just be reserved for Caymanians? I've heard some chatter about it and some concerns about it, but to our minds, the proposal is very simple. We now have qualified Caymanians with the financial wherewithal, with the expertise to run some of these businesses.
The Local Companies Control Act currently regulates the foreign ownership and control of businesses doing trade and commerce locally. In many instances, the law requires locally operating companies to maintain at least 60% Caymanian ownership and control.
And it doesn't mean that it'll be absolute. We will know we will see businesses in certain categories. We say, yeah, we can't handle that and
exactly.
We need it. So bring that in
because
it's going to bring jobs and there'll be other benefits for the society. But where in particular areas like property development, real estate, they're clearly Caymanians that are doing this business. You mean to tell me we can't now have the foresight to make an adjustment?
Premier Ebanks says the review will ensure the country is getting a, quote, better balance in business. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is rolling out another round of district meetings for 2026, giving residents a chance to speak directly with Commissioner of Police Kurt Walton and his senior officers. The series kicked off in Cayman Brac at the Aston Rutty Center. Newly appointed Sister Islands Police Inspector Leslie Ling says the meetings are open forums where people can raise questions about crime trends, traffic enforcement, drug and civil disputes, and hear directly how police plan to respond.
Talking to the public is utmost important, because without talking to the public, we cannot get feedback, to which it's matters that we have to act on accordingly. So talking to members of the public is key. Especially based on concerns that they raise. So keeping that alive and active communication with the members of the public is what we're here to do and continue to do.
The meetings will continue across the islands and are open to all residents. You can find the full schedule on the RCIPS website as well as their social media channels. The time has come.
Come on down and join us and get excited about what you're going to see for the rest of Cayman Art Week.
Director of the National Gallery and Cayman Art Week founder Natalie Urquhart.
It's a great way of shining a spotlight on the multiple venues that make up what we call the art sector. Obviously, we know the National Gallery, the National Museum, Culture Foundation, but Cayman Art Week is really focused on all of the commercial side of the market. So we're looking at working with artists in their studios, the commercial galleries that, you know, are there to sell artists' work, encourage the local community to get out, learn more about the arts, but also invest and buy art so our local artists can survive.
During the Grand Cayman kickoff event at the National Gallery tomorrow, the team will also open a new exhibition
called Next Wave, which is a student exhibition. Especially for Cayman Art Week this year, we're collaborating as two organizations to shine a spotlight on works 16 to 20 year olds. So this is school, high school students, but also school leavers, recent leavers, and what we're sort of calling the emerging professional artist moment.
The exhibition will run through the 12th of June, and while there, you can also check out the ongoing showcase of Conversations in the Seventh Dimension from Randy Chalette. Cayman Art Week runs May 26th through the 31st, and all events are free and open to the public. For more information, head over to caymanartweek.com. Finally, young people, there's a special event this weekend that will give your parents an opportunity to learn about the many organizations dedicated to your growth and development. Cayman Islands Youth Development Consortium's Dr. Sylvia Wilkes is inviting everyone to this year's Youth Asset Fair.
Right now we have 31 organizations that will have booths to display the different things that they provide, like 345 Robotics, the Public Library will be there, Literacy is for Everyone, Early Childhood Association, the Cayman Islands Crescent Center, Tire Lounge, Junior Achievement. We're going to have youth performances, the fashion show, and then there's a show and tell, giving the organization an opportunity to talk about what they do.
The fair is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Arts and Recreation Center in Kamana Bay. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.